I loved the emotional rush of being scared. I still do, of course. I don't go out much to haunted houses, but I still love good, old-fashioned, scary stories.
Listener discretion is advised.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In November 1989, 22-year-old Julie Hogg lived in Billingham, England. Billingham is a town on the East Coast. Hogg was a single mother of a 3-year-old boy, Kevin. She was working, delivering pizzas. Early on November 16, 1989, a friend dropped her off at home. That night, Julie's mother, Ann Ming, and her husband were caring for Kevin. At 7:30 a.m., Anne called her daughter, but could not reach her. Anne and her husband went to Julie's home, and she didn't appear to be there. Anne called the police and reported her daughter missing. But the police were dismissive, suggesting that Julie had run off with a man. Anne insisted that she would not have abandoned her son. Finally, the police started searching for Julie. 29 officers looked around her home, but they found nothing of interest. After 5 days, they stopped investigating. The lead investigator guaranteed Anne that nothing had happened in Julie's home. Julie remained missing.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy, who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
Julie's estranged husband and Kevin's father, Andrew, moved into Julie's home with Kevin. In early 1990, Kevin decided to do some work on the bathroom. But as he worked on it, he noticed a terrible stench. Andrew told Anne about the smell. On February 1st, 1990, they looked around the house for the source of the odor. In the bathroom, Anne noticed that a bath panel was loose below the bath. She removed it, and the smell became stronger. She also saw something that would haunt her for the rest of her days. It was the decomposing face of her 22-year-old daughter. After 80 days, 22-year-old Julie Hogg had been found. The police were called. Julie's body had been wrapped in a blanket. It was determined that she had been sexually assaulted. Because of the level of decomposition, the medical examiner could not say for sure how she died, but he guessed that she had been strangled or asphyxiated. Finally, she had been sexually mutilated, but it's believed that she was mutilated after she was dead. Her estranged husband, Andrew, was quickly eliminated as a suspect. The police then began to investigate the men Julie had been dating after she and Andrew split up. They soon focused on William Dunlop, who went by Billy. Billy Dunlop and Julie had dated briefly. Dunlop was a former boxer who had a history of violence. In 1980, he kicked a man in the face at a party. Another time, he was trespassing in a house while armed with a knife. While he was trespassing, he punched a 15-year-old girl in the face, which cut her cheek. At his trial for the assaults, Dunlop's father pleaded with the judge, and Dunlop did not get any jail time. Later, in 1988, Dunlop was at a bar, and he punched an employee who told him to be quiet. He was fined and given a 2-year conditional discharge.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you. This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.